So I was asked this by Josh Appel, even though he can't make it tonight, to speak about the mitzvah of Mpnei Seva Takum Hadarta Pnei Zaken. So on behalf of the Shir, we wish Josh a bracha, that not only one day will always halachas be nogeya to him, mitzad Mpnei Seva Takum, but even much closer, much earlier, mitzad Hadarta Pnei Zaken. Okay, so let's start. So first of all, there's a big machlokes in Yishonim. Is there one mitzvah, or is this two separate mitzvahs? Right? So there's one mitzvah to honor Talmid Chachamim, and the question is there a separate mitzvah to honor elderly people, or is that included in the mitzvah of honoring Talmid Chachamim? So this is actually a big machlokes in the Yishonim. The Rambam, the Sefer Chinuch, the Yireim, and many of the Yishonim actually only count as one mitzvah. Right? They count one mitzvah for Pnei Seva Takum and also for Hadarta Pnei Zaken. On the other hand, the Bahag of Sadia Gaon and a number of other Rishonim count it as two separate mitzvahs. Right? They assume that there's a mitzvah of Mipnei Seva Takum, which is one mitzvah, to stand up for elderly people. And then there's a second mitzvah, which is Hadarta Pnei Zaken, which is a mitzvah to stand up for those who are Talmidei Chachamim. Now, the question is, what are they arguing about? So it could be a much more technical machlokes. How do we count Monei Mitzvahs? It could be a very technical machlokas. How do we understand? How do we count mitzvos? Right. So Sadia Gaon's opinion is that you always count whenever there's different pratim to a mitzvah, so you count every single prat as a separate mitzvah. But it could be that there's actually much more fundamental machlokas going on here between the Rambam and Rav Sadia Gaon. That could be that the mitzvos of Mipnei Seva Takum and Hadarta Pnei Zaken are two fundamentally different mitzvos. That they're focusing on two different ideas. So what do I mean by that? So there's a big machlokes in Yishonim. What is the purpose of the mitzvah of Mipnei Seva Takum? You have to stand up for elderly people. So most of Yishonim assume that it's because they're wise, right? And once they've reached a certain age, so like presumably they've gotten a certain amount of chokhmah in them, and therefore it's worthy to stand up for them because of that chokhmah. But the Ibn Ezra has a very fascinating suggestion for the mitzvah. So he says that elderly people, they're karov, they're close to being a mason. In the same way, you have to give kavod a mace. So when you stand up for elderly people, it's kavod a mace. You're standing up for kavod a mace. That's what Ibn Ezra says. I'm not making this up. So according to the Ibn Ezra, according to this line of thought, if you understand that the mitzvah of Pnei Seva Takum is for that reason, so it's a completely different mitzvah than the mitzvah of kavod a Torah. Right? One is focusing on kavod a mace. The other mitzvah is focused on cover the Torah. So if you understand like that, it makes a lot of sense where you're going to enumerate two separate mitzvahs, because they're not really connected to one to another. Okay, so now let's just discuss practically. So first of all, what is a seva? So what's the how old do you have to be to be considered a seva? So Shulchan Aruch and the Torah, they both assume that's the age of 70, though the Arizal assumes that's the age of 60. So who do we assume? Like, so Ben Yishkai, Mincha Sinach, and if you're more Kabbalistically inclined, so obviously you're going to assume like that Rizal, but Pashto says, like the Shulchan Aruch, that you only have to stand up for someone that's 70 years old. Now, let's just define standing, because this gets complicated. There's two things, right? So there's Kima. I'll demonstrate Kima. Kima is full standing. And then there's Hidder. Like, you see people getting up a bit. Right, that's Hidder. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Pnei Seva Takum, right, kima, right, it means all the way up, right? So it doesn't mean that, it means complete standing. So the question, so we'll have to be miyash of the minhag ha'olam, why people don't necessarily, stand up for every elderly person that walks in. Oh, right, we'll discuss what's exactly, what's pshat the minhag, but when it comes to mitzvah Pnei Seva Takum, right, so the mitzvah only applies if you're within the Daud Amos, if the elderly person walks within Daud Amos of you. So it doesn't apply if they walk into the room, right? It only applies if they're within 6 feet of you. Now, there's a shaila. First of all, does this mitzvah apply to women, right? So you have to stand for a man that's over the age of 70. What about women? So most of the poskim, the Arizal also, the Arizal held that you didn't have to stand up for a woman. But most of the posts were not so happy with the Arizal on that one. They didn't understand why there'd be a difference. Why there'd be a reason to differentiate between a man and a woman. So they assume they have to stand up for also elderly zkenot, not only zkenim. Now, when it comes to the mitzvah Pnei Seva Takum, yeah?
I assume Seva is just a general
Anyone, according to Arizal, anyone over the age of 60, according to most poskim, anyone over the age of 70. Yeah, we'll get there. So that'll be the second part, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, so suffik you can be mekel, yeah. So most of the poskim are similar, but in case of suffik you can good. But so this is where we'll get into the fact that the minog is okay, it's a good question, we'll hopefully get there. But so it gets more complicated. Let's say it's a suffik according to Arizal, right? So let's say like you know it's unsure if they reached the age of 70, but like at least according to Arizal, right, you got an Indian standing up for them. So it could be that that might be more of an Indian to be machmir for than someone you're not sure if they even reached the age of 60. Okay, but in terms of, let's say, what about goy, right? So is the mitzvah applied to a goy? So the Gemara implies that you have to do hiddur. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan will be mahadir of the non-Jewish sevos that would walk in the streets. So the Gemara implies that the mitzvah does apply to a goy, but the Yoreim says that the mitzvah only applies to goyim that keep shev mitzvah from the noach. So if they don't keep Shav Mitzvah Pnei Noach, then you don't have to stand up for them. And the post can also assume, so does it apply to the Gemara discusses, or does it apply to a Zakein Ashma'oi? So it's a big machlokes in Rishonim, what's a Zakein Ashma'oi? So Rashi understands that first a Rasha. But the Gemara is teaching you, we pass like Isi Ben Yehuda, that even for a Rasha, there's a Chiyuv to stand up for. Tosos, the Rosh, the Ritva, all the Rishonim, they're very bothered by this, because like by Rasha, you have a mitzvah to disgrace him, right? So obviously you don't have to stand up for him. So they explain that it refers to an Am Aretz. So Zaken Am Aretz you have to stand up for, but if he's a Rasha, then you definitely don't have to stand up for him. So the question though is, what's included in the category of Zaken Am Aretz that someone's worthy standing up for? So Mavayashev, they quote, the Bechas Naftali, they quote from Mavayashev that any elderly person, that man, he puts on tefillin every day, to keep Shabbos, like that's someone worthy of standing up for. Or if Sternbach was a little more intense, Sternbach says, only if he sends his grandchildren to Haredi schools, if not, then you don't have to stand up for them. So that was if Sternbach. But if Sternbach was dealing with, like, he was dealing within his own community, so I don't know if he'd say about other communities, but that's what Sternbach said. Okay, so I think that's more in terms, basically, in terms of Mipnei Seva Takum. Yeah.
What's the source for that you have to disgrace Russia?
I mean, we have to Kamocha, it's Achicha B'mitzvah. No, I'm trying. Tosfos quotes it in Kedushin Lama Gimel. I have to take a look. I'm sorry. Okay, so now let's discuss the other mitzvah. Right? So the mitzvah of Vadaita Pnei Zaken. If there's any other shahs about Mipnei Seva Takum, we can address them. Okay, good. Okay, so in terms of Vadaita Pnei Zaken, right, so there's a separate mitzvah to stand up for Talmid Chacham. So what's the definition of a Talmid Chacham for this? So we'll start with the most radical opinion. The most extreme opinion is that of the Sefer HaMakna and Sas Emes and others. They assume anyone who knows more than you should stand up for them. So this could obviously mean that your entire morning Seder is going to be spent standing up for all your friends that are. So that's the most extreme opinion. They want to infer it from a Tosos. They want to say that you're standing up for Chachma, right? You're not standing up for Talmid Chacham, you're standing up for Chachma. So anyone who's more Chachma than you is like someone worthy of getting covered. Now the problem with that is that you're not going to be able to... No, you're just going to be spending all day standing up for people. It's not going to be so practical. So the real issue is, I guess the reason why I got asked to give this year is that Baruch Hashem, there's many Talmidei Chacham in this Beis Medrash, and like how to handle standing up for them, right? Should you stand up fully, stand up partially, during Seder, not like, so let's try to clarify all the different dinim and details. So we'll start with, so the most radical opinion says you only have to stand up for, you should stand up for everyone, but that we don't assume like that. So the question is, who do you have to stand up for? So Shachli writes in his day, right, the Shachli is bothered that people don't seem to be standing up every single time a Chacham that walks in. And right, if you think that this is a problem here, so imagine you went to the Mir Yeshiva, you go to BMG, right, you're going to be, all entire morning, you're just going to be standing up for, like, in Ponovich Yeshiva, I think you need to know 250 dafs to get into Yeshiva, right? So, like, you're doing pretty high-caliber people, so. means that they're probably going to be spending most of their day standing up for the other people coming in. So the question is, like, why is it that the minhag ha'olam is not to stand up for every single talmid chacham that walks within your vicinity? That's really the shaila. So the shach way brings down then his day. In the days of the shach, the minhag was only to stand up for a Rosh Yeshiva and an Av Beis Din. That was the minhag. And that was only if they came within your Daat Amos, so it wasn't Malay, or it wasn't as long as you see them. So the question is, right, do we assume like the Shach? Because if we assume like the Shach, right, so it's going to provide a lot of coolness, because that means that you're not going to have to stand up for every single time. Okay, so granted that YU has like 25 Rosh Yeshiva, and like, it's funny, like BMG is, I think, 6 times as big as YU, and like they're okay with 6 times as few Rosh Yeshiva. But be it that as it may, that we have 25 Rosh Yeshiva, so the question is that do you have to stand up for every single one of them when they walk? First, do you have to stand up for them when they even walk into the Beis Medrash? So Rav Yashiv and Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, a lot of others assume that any Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva has a din of Rav Muvhak, and has a din of Av Beis, and you have to stand up as soon as they walk into the Beis Medrash. So a lot of yeshivas, for example, Neri Saul, so whenever Rav Aaron Feldman walks into the Beis Medrash until he sits, the entire yeshiva stands in the morning seder. And if he leaves, the entire yeshiva stays. They stay standing from the time he enters until the time he sits at his makom. And that means they spend, and Rav Aaron Feldman's not a youngster, so it takes him about 2 minutes to to do this. So every single morning, you have to spend a few minutes standing for Rav Aaron Feldman. This is not the only yeshiva, the Philadelphia yeshiva, of Shimon Kamenetsky, whenever he walks into the room, the entire yeshiva gets up, and until he sits down at his makom, the entire yeshiva stays up. So the question is, why is it that in our yeshiva, that doesn't seem to be the case, when Rav Shechta, I don't know, I mean, I haven't observed people personally, but it doesn't seem to be that the minhag is that when Rav Shechta walks into the Beis Medrash, everyone stands up for him.
It's a very short walk.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, fine. But everyone should stand up when he walks to his makom. So why is it that the minhag here is not to? A lot of yeshivas, that's what everyone does. So like, so the question is, why is that not happening here? So the good news is it's not only here that they don't. It tells they did not stand up for Rav Gifter or for Rav Chaim Stein. Because they held that, they didn't hold like this. They held that the Rosh Yeshiva is a din of a Talmid Chacham, and Talmid Chacham you only have to stand up within Daat Amos, not when they just entered the room. So, not everyone's on board with this idea that just because of the Rosh Yeshiva of your yeshiva, that makes you sort of like the Av Beis in the yeshiva, quote unquote, which would warrant standing up when you ever even entered, walking into the room. So that's how you justify the minhag. I did not ask any of the poskim here. I was very busy this week, so if someone here would like to, we could get an official psak whether this is correct or not, but that seems to be the minhag. Now, the question, though, is, so what about, what the question really is, though, so why is it that the minhag is not to stand up for every single Talmid Chacham that walks by? Because, as we said, right, the mitzvah of standing for Talmid Chacham is real kima. It's not hitter. Right? It doesn't mean getting out of your seat 2 feet. It means you have to get fully up. And I don't normally see people doing that. Like you see people like getting up a bit, right, when people pass by. So why is it that people aren't fully getting up? Yeah.
I thought you said Hadarta Pnei Zachin that hitter is for Talmid Chacham.
No, kima. Kima is also kima. The Chazal understand the kima. Talking about that, the kima is also for Talmid Chacham. No, so the question though is, why don't you see people doing that? Because that seems to be against the explicit Gemara, against the explicit Shulchan Aruch, against the explicit Rambam. And it's not, you know, I'm saying you go to any yeshivas in the world, you just don't see people standing up properly. So the question, the poskim are trying to grapple with this. So that's the shiloh that they deal with. So they like to say, many of them like to say that there's an implicit mechila mitzad the Talmid Chachamim, that we don't need to stand for them. That they sort of all agree to this, so, and therefore, you're not obligated to stand up. So Yashu says, no, but they all are mocha on kima, they weren't mocha on hitter, so therefore you still have to get up a bit. Others say, the sefer L'Reicha Kamocha, it's a sefer on the mitzvah of standing up, so he says that You know what would happen? Everyone would like judge another person whether they're Talmid Chacham, and people are going to get offended. If you'd stand up for every single person, so some people you'd stand up for, other people you wouldn't stand up for, and then like they'd be offended that you stood up for that guy and that you didn't stand up for them. So like, to avoid that, like you just don't stand up for anyone. Or you could stand up for everyone. Yeah, I guess you could do that too. I mean, like, some people did the Chazon Ish, the Sefer Chazon Ish, when you would visit the Chazon Ish. So, some people he'd escort out of the door. Some people he'd escort out of his house. And, like, other people, he'd escort all the way out of the Chatzah, like, out of the courtyard. So, like, he you talked to him in learning, like, depending on whether he liked what you said, he sort of got the appropriate cover back. But most people are not the Chazon Ish, aren't going to size up every single person walking by. So they like to say it's like implicit mechila amongst Talmid Chacham, you don't have to stand up for them. So the question is, like, do you even have to do hiddur at all? So some want to say, yeah, they're only mochel on the complete kima, but you still have to do hiddur. And others say, no, like, they're completely mochel and you don't have to do anything. So I don't know. It's tzarichi on whether if we exactly follow this or not. Yeah. Good. Yeah, so that's a good point. But the Talmid Chacham, they're allowed to be mocha on their kavod. Right? Even though there is an idea of the kavod mitzad the Torah itself, right? But the Talmid Chacham is... Well, actually, there's the first griz in his Sefer. So he likes to say that the reason why I write... So the griz is on your side. So the griz says that a Rebbe can be mocha as kavod to a Talmid, the Talmid Chacham can't. Because the Rebbe, the fact that you have to be honor him is because it's everything he's done for you, etc. So that you can be mochel, so you don't have to be mechabed him. But Talmid Chacham, it's inherently the Torah. So you can't be mochel on that. So therefore, you have to stand up for him regardless. That's what the Griz wants to say. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's the quite. Yeah. So then, just sort of like becomes like, yeah. It's that's. That's sort of like the Sarathian, like, it's unclear. Because you see, again, also, right, even according to this whole approach, right, it's only if they're within Dalad Amos of you. Right? So it's very unclear. Yeah, it's sort of like a Sarathian, like, the Minog seems to be one thing, there don't seem to be too many sources for it, but, like, that's what it is. Yeah.
Another thing that comes up in the Bismarck Shalat is if someone's passing by you, usually you think there is possible, but
the passive
value you want to
send
them fully, you're
going to
knock them out.
Okay, so fine, so you're not going to have me. Yeah, if it's not possible, so it's not possible. Like, obviously, don't... even according to... Right, the mitzvah is only within Dalad Amos, right? So if they walk up your Dalad Amos, right, so the mitzvah is done, right? So it could be... Like, you don't have to do it very quickly anyway, so... Yeah.
Let's say
Talmid Chacham
goes, walks from here to there,
yeah,
and sits down for a couple minutes, and then comes back.
Yeah.
Like, you'll do each time.
Ah, good. So that's a discussion. So there's actually machlokes in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. So Shulchan Aruch assumes, at least the Chidon, from the Shulchan Aruch, that you only have to do it, you have to do it every time. The Ramah brings down from Rishonim that you only have to do it once in the morning, once at night. So you don't have to do it one time. Yeah, so, okay, so at least for Ashkenazim, right, so it seems that there's what to rely upon, that you don't have to do it once, so you don't have to do it every single time he's going by. It's a good horror.
I was sitting on the floor of the library and our son was walking back and forth.
Yeah.
So that's what first what he should do, and the first said you should ask if something from the healer and
should. Oh, okay, there you go. That also works. Yeah.
It would be that we're supposed to stand up, like whatever.
Yeah. So that's the shem. Yeah, I mean the minogs too. It's unclear. Technically speaking, the mitzvah is only if he's a Talmid Chacham muflag, fine. But if, technically speaking, probably not. But the minog definitely is. Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So the reason is, so the Gemara says, why is it that the mitzvah of kima is only within Dalad Amos? Because it doesn't look like you're standing up for him. Right, the Gemara says it's not a kima of hiddur unless it's within Dalad Amos. So Chaim Kanievsky says, well, guess what? If there's actually being covered for him, if you stand up even more in Dalad Amos away, so maybe there's an Indian. So it could be that's what people rely upon to do it. But
wouldn't they consider some sort of bizayon for the Rosh Hashiva
No, I don't. I mean, it's not Bizayon. The question is whether you're doing anything. I don't know. Like a lot of these things, it seems like the minhag is not necessarily what it says on the books. It's not necessarily what people. I don't know. Sorry. Yeah.
I know we generally don't say that for the mitzvah Talmud Torah, ha'osik mitzvah patmen mitzvah.
Yeah.
We normally don't apply that.
Yeah.
However, would the factor that people are currently in learning in the middle of Seder either that might be factored that, okay, the the Rosh Hashiva, the Rabbanim passing by, don't want to be mafia the learning.
Yeah.
Either option one or option two. If it is just Kavod Torah, a good Kavod Torah is to learn.
Yeah.
So, maybe is the factor if while in the base metric environment,
I meant to discuss it. It's a big discussion posting. So, the Levush says, why is it they have to stand for Talmud Chacham even when you're learning? Because it's not mafia you're learning. So, I guess the point is, right, and there you saw, they're kind of used to it by now, right? You get up for your 2 minutes, and you just get up and continue learning, right? It's not a big deal. Those who assume like this, the Sefer Makna also, the Gemara says that Abaye would curse those who wouldn't stand up in the middle of learning for Talmud Chacham, right? So it seems pretty clear from the Gemara that you're like really supposed to stop your learning to stand up. But the Sefer Makna there says, no, Abaye is only referring to a case where like it wouldn't really interrupt your learning, but if it would interrupt your learning, yeah, you probably shouldn't do it. And Tzitz Eliezer assumes like this, but a lot of us don't. Like, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonfeld say, no, the Gemara Mod Katan says that we're Mevatel Mitzvahs for Mevatel Talmud Torah to do Mitzvahs, so this is one of those Mitzvahs, so yeah, obviously you have to be Mevatel to do it. So, I don't know, there's different opinions about it. Ask Rav Shachter what we have to be Noah Gemara stuff, but I don't know. Yeah. yeah. If not learning anyway, obviously, yeah, you should stand up. But
so only the bottom one should stand up.
What?
Even if you are learning the whole time, not the whole time, but there are some points in Seder where you probably take break.
I don't know. It's hard to sort of. There's different opinions about it. I don't know. It definitely seems that the minhag is not necessarily to stand up. Not everyone agrees. Definitely not everyone's on board with the minhag. But I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't have time. I would have asked. But I mean, if anyone here would like to ask Rav Shachter, Willig, or whoever, what they think we should do in life, so that'd be very helpful. I didn't have time. Probably not going to have time to do it. But yeah. Okay. Revolik said that.
I think so. I
don't know. Okay, so if you said that, Mocha, I think
also,
we could.
Also, there was a certain guy who used to always come late to his Q&A.
Yeah.
And when there really wasn't there, someone asked, should we stand up for him when he walks in?
Yeah.
He gave the answer.
He didn't answer. You don't pass. Yeah, that's another thing. People don't like to pass him for like over. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Sian. Okay, so another big discussion is standing up for wives of Talmidei Chacham. You have to stand up for them too. So the Gemara in Shavuos says that they stood up for Rav Huna to stand up. They stand for Rav Nachman's wife. So it seems pretty clear from the Gemara that you actually have to do a full kima when the wife of a Talmidei Chacham walks up in Yadal Amos. But the Arizal was not so fan. The Arizal apparently was not. He was not a fan of standing up for women at all. So he didn't. The Chidah quotes in Arizal he shouldn't. So the posting of Chayavim Yashiv seems to be against the explicit Gemara. So they like to say, there's a difference whether you know, like if you don't know who she is, like okay, it's like a little pizza, like to start telling you know who she is. But like, yeah, if you actually know who she is, like you should do it. That's what I think of Yosef Chaim Zonfeld says. The Sifan Ben, the Ben Yishchai is also, he's very against the reason on this one. Even though the Ben Yishchai normally goes like that reason, the Ben Yishchai said no. There's a chilik between a woman herself. Well, let's say a woman herself is a Tamida Chachma. Right, you have to stand up for her. So he wasn't such a fan of that, but Eish HaStam Chacham, definitely. That's what the Ben Yishchai says. There's a lot of different opinions about whether if a woman herself, if she knows a lot, should you stand up for her? Not everyone was on board with this. The Minchas Chinuch said, he quotes the Gemara in Yoma that says, "Ein chachma l'isha el befelach." So it's like, absolutely not. Like, she's not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. Like, do not stand up for her. But the quote from Nari Ayish, the Beis Yehuda, so he disagrees with this Minchas Chinuch. He thinks that, no, he's standing for the Torah. So the Maizah, she knows Torah, so you should stand up for her. It doesn't make a difference that she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So therefore, you should stand up for it. And according to this, it also seems like you have to stand for a katan, right? Let's say you have a katan who is holding, right? I think they have the that video of Chaim Kanievsky testing that like little kid who knew Shas Mishnah by heart, something like that. Right? They have to stand up for that kid. So they say that Moshe Feinstein, when he was under Bar Mitzvah, so he already knew, I think, the Storm of Nezikin and Noshin by heart. So his uncle would stand up for him whenever he'd walk into the room. And Moshe Feinstein's father was very upset. He's like, no, you're going to turn him to a Baal Gaiva. Don't. So even if maybe you have to, but they want to make sure the times midos are also sort of Yishar. Okay. What else is there to discuss by this mitzvah? Any other questions? Yeah. Yeah. The Sefer Chinuch, yeah, Rishtembach is a tshuva. The Sefer Chinuch says explicitly women are chayv in the mitzvah. So there's not going to be any difference between women and men, right? Women also are chayv to give cover to Torah. That's what they're definitely obligated. There's not going to be a difference between women and men. It's a good question, though. If you'd like to. Well, let's just see if there's anything else I meant to discuss. Oh, is there an obligation? So let's just discuss it, right, in terms of Rabbi Muvak. Right, so what's the get Rabbi Muvak they have to stand up when they walk into the room? I mean, so Tam Chacham, you only have to stand up within Da Adamos, right? But by Rabbi Muvak you have to stand up the second to walk in the room. So what's the get of Rabbi Muvak? So there are so a lot of Rishonim, but there's no, that doesn't exist anymore. So there's sort of two ways of explaining. So Aruch HaShulchan likes to explain, yeah, back in the day, right, you learned by one person your entire life. So like, that doesn't happen anymore. Like every single year, like you're going to a different shir. It's like, by definition, you can't have a Rabbi Muvak because you just, there's too many of them. So therefore, none of them become your Rabbi Muvak. And according to that, right, so then you don't have to stand up for anyone once they walk into the room. But a lot of the postmen don't seem like that. A lot of them assume that, like, a Ram in Yeshiva, if he's your Ram, so you should stand up once they enter the room. And the Divrei Malkiel actually says, the Divrei Malkiel paskins that there's a chilk between whatever you're learning under them currently, in which case they have the din of Rabbi Muvak, versus if you learned under them previously, in which case they don't have the din of Rabbi Muvak. So there are a lot of poskim. Now, obviously, the Sefer L'Reich HaKamochli brings down from a lot of poskim who assume that, anyone that you ever learned by, like, a serious amount of time, you should stand up for them. Yeah. What's Mufog? Yeah, it's a different opinion. So Sternbach has a tshuva about this. So first of all, he points out, right, the same way you're not going to call someone who knows how to steal a gazlan unless he steals. Like they quote from the Gra. The Gra like to say, you're not going to call someone a gazlan unless he actually steals practically, not if he actually is a very expert thief. So they like to say, you're not going to call someone a lamdan if he knows how to learn. No, he has to be learning to actually get the title lamdan. So that's qualification number one, which Sternbach is pretty adamant about, right? People have this idea, no, you have to be doing it before. You actually have to be learning before all. He says that if you can answer halacha chayla in any area of Shulchan Aruch, then shas and poskim, so that would make you a muflog, chacham muflog. Okay, who those people are, I'm not going to pass them that, yeah. Yeah. Chacham muflag, yeah. So then it seems like you'd have to stand up. Yeah, but it's unclear because technically speaking, it's not Rav Muflag. Tosis, so the Gemara in Brachos says, Tosis there says that, why is it that Eli, right, Shmuel Paskin was more halach in front of Eli, like got punished. So Tosis there is bavard, like what did he do wrong? So Tosis says, no, since Eli is the Gadol Dor, the Gadol Dor is like everyone's Rabbi, and therefore it was like Shmuel's Paskin in front of his Rabbi. So the question is, like, who's considered to be a Gadol Dor for this? I don't know. There's, like, different opinions. They say from the Chazon Ish that there's a mice of the Chazon Ish that bring down the Orchos Rabbeinu, that there is a guy that came to visit him, and the Chazon Ish was brother-in-law of the Stipler. They lived in the same house. They're like back-to-back. It was the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, and I think they had like two separate rooms. I don't exactly know how the living arrangements were, but the Stipler walked into the room, and this guy that was visiting the Chazon Ish didn't stand up for him. So the Chazon Ish got upset. He told the Stipler, the Chazon Ish told the man, the Stipler is a Talmid Chacham Daraisa. You should stand up for him. So the man on the spot said the bracha, Shecholach Mechachmaso, the Yerayav. So the Chazon Ish told me he acted properly. So it seems like, according to that story, it seems that Talmid Chacham Daraisa might only be someone that you make the bracha of Shecholach Mechachmaso on, which is a pretty high level of Chachma. So unclear. It's a good question, unclear though. Okay. Since there's going to be an event in a few minutes, and for Chinuch, I don't want to make people late, so my Chavru Center, we're going quickly, hopefully make a Siyum on Maseches Kibbutz. So I want to finish that before the event starts, so everyone can get there on time. So without further ado.
Call. I want to thank Matan for learning from me over this past